The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Cthulhu and Friends. I'm so excited that you're here. Hello, is anyone here with me?
Yeah, hi V, it's me, Mike Lane. I'm playing Todd B.
Oh my god, I love it. Do that every time.
Oh hey, and I'm Steph, and I'm playing Clara.
Hey V, it's Fred here, and I play Edward Worthington III.
Stacy isn't here today, so yeah, all right. So anyways, Mike, since Stacy normally does the recaps, I'm going to have to ask you if you would fill in and do the recaps for her this week.
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends, the crew argues about how dangerous Nighthawk might be, but they put aside their discussion to search for the missing girl, Carol Becker. With their newfound badges in hand, the crew leaves to speak to the cheer squad captain. However, they handle the situation badly and quickly alienate the islanders. The party splits, one group heads to meet the school's principal and the other to search the town's library. Edward and Bellamy find a book in the library regarding the history of the island. Inside is several old-timey pictures of Darius and the crew, dressed as old prospectors. And that's where we left off in the last episode.
Edward, I don't feel well. I think I'm gonna head back to the house. I need to lie down.
Yeah, I'll walk back with you.
No, that's okay. You go with the others. Look, I know my way now.
Wait, do you think that's smart, especially after what happened last time when we split up?
No, it's fine, really. I just... Look, I need to go number two, okay? I need to go to the bathroom, and then I'm probably gonna lay down.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't picking up on the cues. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll catch up with the gang.
Edward, on your way back to meet up with the rest of the gang, you feel tired, kind of jet-lagged, if you will.
What time of day is it? Has it been a long day? Am I feeling tired due to maybe the time of day?
As you kind of think and look around, you actually hear the toll of the tower clock nearby, and it tolls 6 times. You see that it's actually pretty dark, but you're walking along a well-lit path.
And do I recall at what time we went to the library? Was it like 2:00, if I recall correctly?
It was early afternoon, and you know that you all had meant to meet back up sometime around 4 or 5, but it's been hours since then.
Does it feel like I was at the library for that length of time, or do I feel like I'm missing time?
You definitely feel fatigued, tired, your eyes are sort of strained, so you definitely feel like you've spent a long time in the library, but for some reason you must think that, like, you must have just been really engrossed in whatever it was that you were doing, helping Bellamy, but you don't really remember too much of what you did there, but it must have been something because you're extremely tired.
Wait, it's 6 already? We were supposed to meet back up at 4. I better get back to the station.
Todd and Clara, you are walking down the stairs and you notice a janitor is picking up the last of the feathers and placing them in a trash bin.
Have we seen this person before?
No, you don't recognize this person.
Okay. Oh, hey, careful not to touch those.
Oh, no, of course not. And he lifts up his hands and he has some thick gloves, just some regular canvas work gloves, really.
Okay, good thinking. What are you going to do with those feathers?
I've been throwing the rest of them out into the dumpster.
Maybe let's keep a bag. Just in case we need to figure out what's going on with it later on.
Keep a bag of bird feathers?
Oh, no. We have a friend who's really big into, you know, I forget exactly what the study of birds is called, but these particular feathers are of great interest to her. So she was just mentioning we should probably keep some for her.
Oh, okay. Well, like, you want this whole bag? And he points to a bag that's probably at least a 30-gallon trash bag.
It's probably a bit much, but you know what? Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I'm an artist. You never know what you can do with things for art projects. You know.
Oh, okay.
You know how it is when art inspires you, right?
No. Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, it's great.
I guess I'll just leave these here, or...
Yeah, maybe seal up the bag. We can put it in a closet so it's out of the way.
Okay. Well, no problem. I'll do that for you. And I guess you're both headed out. Don't look well.
Wait, we don't look well?
Oh, was that rude? I'm sorry. I just meant to say that you look tired. That's probably rude to say too. Sorry. No, what I meant to say was that maybe you look a little under the weather.
Okay.
Sorry. I hope you feel better.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You too.
No, I feel okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Well, I'm going to lock up.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Good idea. Okay.
Good night.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Good night.
Good night.
And as you walk out the front door, you hear the toll of the tower gongs 6 times.
What? It's 6? Have we completely lost track of time?
As you say that, you feel out of sync. You feel very tired. You almost feel jet lagged, and you're just kind of ready to call it a day. You know that you've wasted a lot of time doing something, but you're very tired, and you just feel the need to reset.
Jeez, we weren't talking to that principal for that long, were we?
I don't think so. I don't know. Now that we kind of mentioned time, I am feeling actually pretty bushed.
Yeah. Do I look that tired? I mean, it was a little rude, right? Oh, thanks. You're great, Todd.
As you ask Todd that, you notice that when Todd spins around to look at you and says, "No comment," that his eyes have dark circles under them. He obviously didn't shave or anything. He's really scruffy. His hair looks unkempt. Just looks like really not taking care of himself.
Yeah, you look pretty good yourself, Todd. It's been a long day. And we did not get much sleep. Maybe we're just starting to show it.
Yeah. Well, weren't we going to meet up at the police station, though?
Oh, were we meeting up here? Couldn't remember.
We should just look around really quick, just in case.
Yeah. I'd hate to miss them.
Bellamy was already in a bad mood, so...
You see Edward, his hands in his pockets. It's getting pretty chilly out. And he waves at you.
Oh, hey, Edward.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Long time no see.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost track of time. I know it's later than when we said we'd meet up.
I think we all did.
Yeah, no,
we didn't even realize what time it was until the bells, which I don't remember hearing earlier at all.
Yeah, I haven't heard it on every hour, have I?
Maybe they just do six?
Yeah, that's probably the case. I don't know. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, we should just call it a night.
Did you guys find anything?
Not exactly.
We talked to the principal, who wasn't particularly helpful. Oh, and then we ran into Patty.
Apparently we screwed up.
Patty told me I have to sign all this paperwork, and every time people come and go from the island, I have to, like, sign for it and approve it, and she's supposed to drop off the paperwork every day. It's just kind of weird that I have to approve who can come and go from the island.
I guess that's what mayors do. I don't know. I don't know much about.
It's more like what dictators do.
Oh.
I don't know. It's what Darius did, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It just seems weird.
Yeah.
Well, here, guys, we should really honestly walk and talk because I'm about to fall over.
Yeah. That coffee from earlier did not help. I'm wiped.
As you make your way back to the house, you notice that your rowboat isn't there, but instead there is a bridge to the house. It looks like it's kind of a Indiana Jones rope bridge.
Wait, was this here earlier?
No. So
okay. we need to talk to Patty, because, whoa.
We talked to her about maybe discussing putting up a bridge after we find this missing kid.
Wait, and when was this?
Just like, what, 10 minutes ago back at the police station?
30 tops?
Yeah, however long it took us to walk outside and run into you.
Wait, you just talked about this 30 minutes ago, and now there's a bridge here?
I mean, I obviously was thinking more like bricks, but yeah.
This is
pretty odd.
This is weird.
Oh, wait, where's Bellamy? Wasn't she with you?
Oh, yeah, she said she wasn't feeling well, and, she kind of had to use the bathroom, so kind of let her do her thing. I didn't want to, impose, I guess. But she said she was coming back to lie down, so she's probably in the house.
Yeah, maybe we better go check on her, because last time we separated, time was weird, and here's a bridge. So maybe time is weird. And more than just half hour passed here?
Well, I don't know. It didn't seem to work that way when we were paying attention. But to be honest, we did kind of lose track. So I don't know.
I don't know. I think we should go check on Bellamy, though.
You know, it's probably been here the entire time, and we probably just didn't see it before. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We've all been kind of overwhelmed with everything going on. Maybe we just didn't pay attention. But then why would Patty suggest building a bridge? If there was
a
bridge.
Maybe she meant a permanent bridge? Not a rope bridge?
Not a rope. I don't know. I just know I'm really tired.
I will go first just to make sure it's safe.
Uh-huh.
Save you a swim.
Very kind. Thank you very much.
And I will make my way across the bridge.
You traverse the bridge with no problem.
That seems safe enough.
Well, Edward, shall we?
Yeah. You go ahead. I'll follow up behind.
Okay. And I'll walk across.
And I, too, will walk across.
You make it safely to the island within the island.
Has anything else about the house changed or the island itself, other than the bridge?
The aesthetic is definitely different. Before, it looked almost like it was a beautiful summer home, lots of beautiful, lush gardens. As you make your way to the front or side door, you notice that everything is sort of covered in a very thin layer of snow. Additionally, there's holly and wreaths and all sorts of stuff just kind of decked out all over the property. The house is also glowing with different Christmas lights, so there's a warm glow coming from the eaves of the house. The trees are wrapped in colorful strands, and everything looks very cheerful, warm, and inviting.
Wow, someone did some decorating.
Well, that explains the bridge, because I'm pretty sure they didn't want to ferry this across one boat at a time.
He's got to have a huge staff. I mean, to be able to do all of this in a couple of hours, it's pretty impressive.
They mentioned the Kempthorns do the landscaping. Maybe they did it. Maybe they hire out a decorating crew.
We can ask Patty about it. I bet you that's the thing after the winter parade.
Then they all come over and they do the decorating.
It gets decked out. Yeah, I don't know. That seems possible.
Yeah, that's great. I bet it's a tradition.
Well, we better get in and maybe check in on Bellamy and see how she's feeling. And then I'm ready to crash out, honestly.
Yeah, I would like a full real night's sleep tonight. As fun as the sleepover was. I know. I love those movies. But I need sleep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
As you walk through the front door, you see a card, like a little note card, on the coffee table that's in the foyer. It's a note from Bellamy. She explains that she's extremely tired, feeling just very jet-lagged for some reason, and she has gone to bed. So don't bother waiting up for her.
Oh, maybe we'll let her sleep and then check on her first thing in the morning? I mean, I don't blame her. I feel exhausted, too.
I mean, do you think that's wise? She said she wasn't feeling well. Maybe you should go check in on her and make sure she's okay. I don't know.
Like silently kind of peek through the door, not wake her up?
I take the note from Clara, and I just want to look at it closely. Is it Bellamy's handwriting?
It is clearly Bellamy's handwriting.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, I think silently peeking in might be nice.
You walk up the stairs and head to Bellamy's room, but you definitely hear her before you see her. As you open the door, you see Bellamy. She has this like sleeping mask on and is completely sprawled out on her bed, snoring. And she seems to be very deep in sleep.
Well, that answers that.
Yep.
Well, at this point, I will bid you all a fair evening. And I will see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Good night, Todd. Good night, Clara.
Good night, Edward. Good night, Todd.
As you all head to your respective bedrooms, the bed looks inviting, and it just seems like everything was made for you and placed for you. As you get ready in your own personal bathrooms, get into your night clothes, and slip into bed, you very quickly are pulled into a deep and dreamless sleep. As you wake up, you remember some kind of something. it didn't even feel like a dream. It felt like more of a daydream. And you remember Bellamy being really on edge about going to St. Paxton. And she's like, I'm going to hit up that wine cart and I will be there. Let me know when we land. And you see Bellamy just like pouring him back wine glass after wine glass. But then you wake up and you see yourself in the carriage. So as I was saying, welcome to St. Paxton. I'm Patty. I am here to help you in any way. Of course, I too was very upset when Darius just up and left. Didn't tell anyone where he was going. Just a few notes here and there. Take care of my friends. And we're not even prepared for you at all. We just had the Christmas parade and...
While she's talking, I'm going to start panning left and right to see my companion, if they're, like, surprised.
As you pan left and right, you don't see surprise on their face because you yourself do not remember the last day. You don't remember coming to St. Paxton Island. You don't remember the movie night. You remember nothing. And you see Bellamy, face plastered against the wall of this carriage, drool dribbling out of her mouth, completely drunk, sleeping.
Do I also not remember anything at all?
The feeling is the same for all of you. The only thing that's different this time is that you don't feel uneasy about St. Paxton. It's almost like you've been here before, but you know that you haven't been here.
Jeez, Bellamy, isn't this my role? Like, right? Isn't this my goof? I'm supposed to be the one passed out.
And then we'll take a picture of you.
Yeah, right?
For later. Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, Patty. No, we're really concerned, and we're definitely going to do our best to try to figure out what's going on.
I certainly hope so. Now, I know that you'll find all of the accommodations to meet your standards, but here are your keys to the estate. Molsado Lago was really constructed with you in mind. Inside, you'll each find quarters that are tailored to your own individual needs and wants. And of course, if it's lacking anything, please feel free to let me know. I'm here to help in any way I can. Sorry. Who will be acting as Mayor Pro Tem while Darius is away?
Oh, well, I took a leadership class once. I could do it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, here are a couple of things that you need to sign.
Okay.
Now, there are some very strict rules about entry and exit from the island. Now, Mr. Darius never did tell me exactly why those things are the way they are, but it's very important that each day you make it a point to sign the logs. Give authorization to whomever would like to visit St. Paxton. And of course, we like to keep track of who's leaving St. Paxton. So if you're a visitor, we want to know when you left, how long was your stay, so we can follow up with you. And if you're a resident, we'd like to know when to expect your return. And definitely so we can keep an eye on your property for you.
Oh, wow. Now, did Darius ever not allow people to come to the island, or did he always sign approval?
Well, I don't quite know. I guess sometimes things would be scribbled out or marked off. We have had a few complaints that the island is a bit exclusive.
Huh. Oh, wait. So, there was a log on the ferry, right? So you guys keep a log on the ferry? That's probably the basis of these forms, right?
Right, exactly. We just check off back and forth, you know.
Okay.
Just to make sure everything stays in line.
Okay.
Yeah, but not that I was snooping. I just, Devin was walking by with it and I saw a name crossed off and I was just like, what could that possibly be? And so now it's all making sense.
Of course. Todd, this is your home. It's fine. You get to know the ins and outs of St. Paxton.
So how will I know who to exclude from the island?
Well, I'm sure that with your intuition and leadership training, you'll have no problem deciding who should and shouldn't be on St. Paxton. And then, of course, trial and error, am I right?
So wing it. Okay.
It's funny you say that. The mascot of the St. Paxton high school specifically is the Raven.
Oh, is that on the keys? Is that what the symbol is? Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some nice details right there. Well, you guys certainly go all out.
Of course. Anything for you.
Well, thanks, Patty. And this carriage ride itself was amazing.
Yeah.
So, you were mentioning something about a brunch.
Was I? Yeah. Well, there is a restaurant next to, well, really attached inside of Malsado Lago, and you can have brunch there.
Oh, I love brunch. That's great.
It must be nice to have a live-in chef.
I'm excited.
So, you know, I guess what I want to ask is there anybody we should speak to about Darius's disappearance? We definitely want to try to find him as soon as possible, of course.
Well, is it a disappearance if they plan to leave? I mean,
he left
a note.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you have that on you?
Oh, of course. And she pulls out a card. And as she pulls out the card, you each have a moment of kind of deja vu. Like you've seen a card very similar to this before. And as deja vu is, just as you're getting to the moment where you think you're about to nail down where you've seen it, it flees you. And she places it in your hand. So this is all he left me.
I open it up.
You see a note? It's clearly Darius's handwriting. Take care of my friends while they're here. It lists each of your names. Be good. - Darius.
Huh. Well, he did mention to us that he just wanted us to look after everything while he was gone. So yeah. I guess that does imply he's coming back, right? I don't know why I'm so worried, actually.
He kind of, like, just disappeared. I assumed it was unexpected, but maybe it was just, like you were saying, Todd, it's just a trick. Like, I'm going to go away now, poof, you know? And
what?
He just, like a vanishing act, like a magic trick, he just disappeared.
Oh, there's no magic here.
Oh, no, like an illusion.
I'm not sure. No, we've never had an illusionist on the island. I don't think we've ever hosted anyone.
She's just talking about the phone call that we had with him. It was like he vanished. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm misremembering previous conversations, I suppose. Well, if you need anything, please feel free to give me a ring. And she slips her card to you. As you all exit the carriage, Edward, you see this embroidered symbol on the back of the seat as you're kind of lifting Bellamy out. And you kind of have her wrapped around your back, so to speak, because she is certainly not in walking condition. And you notice that the symbol is very much like this old little doodle that Clara did years and years ago, like your D&D group symbol.
Todd, do you see this? Isn't that our...
Oh my god, you're right!
Clara,
remember the thing that you drew?
What is it? Oh!
Look!
Gosh, how did that even get here?
Well, I mean, how did any of this get here?
Right, oh my gosh, that's so cool!
Do you think Darius just took that and put it on this carriage?
I must have. I mean, nobody else... I didn't share that with anybody.
I mean, it sounds like something he would do, which makes me really curious what's in this house.
Oh, man.
Wait, aren't you guys concerned at all? Like, he disappeared right in front of us.
Well, no,
when we were on that call.
I was thinking about that, and I'll tell you what, on the ride over, I was definitely feeling apprehensive about it, but I don't think there's anything to worry. I mean, it's Darius. Yeah. I mean, he obviously left notes for the people who run this place so that everything runs fine. You know, all of his affairs were in order. He just needed us to watch after the place. I mean, I don't understand the point of his disappearing trick. But,
gosh, I'd love to know how he did that, right?
Yeah, we'll definitely have to ask.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's the mayor of this island?
Okay.
Surprising, but... I mean, if anyone was going to be a mayor other than Clara, wouldn't you like it to be Darius?
I guess.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Edward. There's a lot I'd like to figure out. But I'm just relieved that Darius left a note. Like, I was worried something bad had happened and he'd just vanished. But he planned for this. That's got to count for something.
Hey, guys, honestly, I'm just excited that this place isn't a dump. Because honestly, I was worried that my summer vacation was going to end quite not the way I wanted it to. Things are looking up right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's nice.
You crack me up, Todd. Well, we better get some water for Bellamy because she is out.
Yeah.
I think maybe some food and water would do her good.
Yeah.
As we're looking at this mansion, is there a way into the mansion, or is it still surrounded by water?
As you look around, you think, wait, summer vacation. But nothing looks like summer to you. But you have this feeling that you've seen this place in a different light before. Like, it was warm and balmy. But everything here is just kind of settled in to the winter chill. Snow is on the ground, and you look at your feet, and you're wearing snow boots. And you do see a covered red bridge leading from the mainland to the island within the island.
Did we believe it was summertime when we came here?
You did.
Yeah, so I might have had a couple glasses of wine with Bellamy because I was talking about winter vacation. Right?
I thought it was summer.
I did too.
Because you're on the phone call, you were like, oh, this is great. I have summer vacation. We can all go.
Yeah.
And
what do you
I
mean?
Was like, geez, Todd, why are you not more worried? You're like, yay,
but
vacation.
It's not summer.
It's not.
Oh.
Didn't summer. We just, it wasn't a long ferry ride. It can't be that different here, right?
I packed my boots.
It's probably the chill wind from the ocean It's
well, and those cold mountains, here. Right?
Yeah.
You walk down the stairs to get to the bridge. So there's a cliff that kind of surrounds your island within the island. And as you get closer, you hear a dog barking. And it seems to be coming from the side door, front door, somewhere kind of close to the house.
Did Darius mention owning a dog?
No, but didn't he hear a dog?
We heard a dog. Maybe he really did get a dog. And let's go check it out.
As you round one of the corners in the garden, you see a small orange and white corgi kind of scratching at the front door and barking as though it's trying to be let in.
I will kneel down and offer my hand slightly towards the dog, like, hey, buddy, what's going on?
The dog presses its forehead against your hand and just sort of leans in and rubs up against your warmth.
Aww.
Well, he's a cutie.
I'll start petting him, too. What a sweet dog.
The dog lays on its back and allows you to rub its tummy. It seems very friendly, but also extremely dirty.
Does it have a collar?
It does not.
It seems like it's been outside for a while. Maybe Darius did get a dog and it was left outside when he disappeared?
The dog rolls over onto its side, and as you're talking, it's looking right at you.
Hey, boy. Were you Darius's dog?
There's no response.
I'll just kind of scratch his ears.
Well, I'm sure Edward is getting tired of carrying Bellamy, so why don't we open the store up, maybe get the dog a bath, and let's lay Bellamy down.
Sorry, I get distracted.
I'm going to check the keys and open the door.
Okay, you do so, and you walk right into the foyer.
Well, this is nice.
Wow.
The interior of Malsado Lago looks exactly the same as it did the time before. And as you walk into the house, as you see different sections of the house, things look familiar and you keep having that deja vu again and again. And normally when you have deja vu, it's just like, oh my gosh, deja vu, I haven't had that in so long. But this is just again and again and again. And it's kind of weird.
Have we been here before?
Well, no. We didn't know Darius owned a damn island.
Right.
It is... The layout's familiar. Did we go in a building like this before? Maybe he designed it off of some... I don't know.
Did we visit somewhere together?
I'll bet you I'll find this place in one of my maps.
Yeah, that... it's so familiar. But, like, eerily familiar, not just, like, similar to something I might have seen.
There's got to be, like, a staff member or somebody working here, right?
Yeah, let's look around for someone. I'd like to know if someone's taken after that dog.
Scare the crap out of them, and I'll shout, hello, hello.
Do I see any couches or chairs or anything like that?
Yeah, you are in kind of an atrium area. So there's some seating, but there's also a really beautiful fountain in there. There's this huge green wall. And Edward, you remember something about there being a green wall. And you just walk right over to it. And you pull back some of the vines and you see a safe.
Whoa. I feel like I knew that was there.
That's not a coincidence. That's weird.
I mean, I really, really feel familiar with this, like, floor plan. I'm telling you, it was in an adventure. It's gotta be it. Because that would be exactly where I'd hide a safe.
But how did Edward know to look for it?
High perception.
Yeah, it's just really, really weird. Does that safe have a key or a number combination, Edward?
It looks like it's a keyed safe.
Huh.
Do you think one of our keys are going to work?
Let me see. I'll start going through the keys to see if I have one that would fit.
You cycle through your keys and you find the correct key, and the safe opens. Inside, you see a letter, and you see a dog collar.
Ah, well, I guess it was his dog, after all. I will take out the dog collar and look to see what's on it. Is there, like, a name tag or anything?
It's really very cute. So you normally see this on much larger dogs, but it's a small red collar, and on it there's this tiny little barrel, like one of those old rescue dogs from storybooks. And inscribed on the barrel are four letters, C-L-E-M.
Well, this is an interesting collar. Look at this thing.
Huh.
So, Clem is the name. And let's see, does this collar fit the doggy? And I will try to put the collar on the dog.
The dog is not great about putting on the collar. As soon as you go to put the collar on, it flips over on its tummy because it thinks, ah, belly rubs are coming. And it's very difficult, but you finally are able to get the collar on, and it does fit perfectly.
There you go, Clem.
The dog looks up at you, and you see her blink just once. And you each have a moment of deja vu, of maybe it was even a dream that you had, or maybe it was a campaign you played in. But you remember having some kind of a talking bird. And at some point, the bird blinks once and blinks twice.
Oh, that's just a weird thought I had.
What's that?
No, it was just totally random. I was just thinking about a bird.
Oh, that's weird. I was just thinking about that too.
Like communicating?
I don't know. I don't remember running that.
But that wasn't in one of your games?
I don't think so. I wouldn't have used a bird. I would have used something a little bit more exotic, like a
griffin or something.
Or something. Yeah, fairy, you know.
That was weird. You know, like, it would be like, oh, hey, you know, we'd blink or nod once for yes, and we would ask the bird a question, and it would nod once.
The dog nods.
Whoa.
Oh, she thinks she's people.
Wait, did she just respond to what you just said?
The dog nods.
Can you understand us?
The dog nods.
Holy shit, you guys.
Are you an intelligent dog?
The dog nods.
What?
Would you like a treat?
The dog nods.
I mean, who
emphatically.
What is your name, Clem?
The dog nods.
Oh my god.
Wait, hold on. It's just nodding its head, and we haven't asked.
Ask an obvious, like, are you a bird?
The dog, like, kind of shakes its whole body. So it's a tiny little dog. So when it shakes its head, it, like, does a whole thing, like, down to its little butt.
See? I just did a no. It's because it's a dog.
Was that a no?
The dog nods.
Oh, see? Oh, whoa. My gosh, you guys.
Okay, hold on. And I put Bellamy down. I get down on my knees. And I'm like, are you communicating with us?
The dog nods, and then she brushes up against you.
Oh, my God. Did you know Darius?
The dog at the name Darius jumps up onto your thighs and is kind of like scratching at you.
Do you know where Darius went?
The dog spins around in circles.
I don't know what that means.
Is that a yes?
The dog nods.
Oh, well, can you take us to Darius?
The dog runs to the front door and scratches at it.
Well,
let's go?
Yeah.
Oh my God, if he's been inside this entire time, I'm going to lose it.
You see a small, it looks like a guest house across the way. And as each of you look at this guest house, you have this sense of deja vu again. You see this little red switch as you're leaving. Deja vu, so weird. It was like that was all connected. And the dog darts across the lawn and takes you to the door of this second smaller house near the pool.
Is Darius in here?
The dog turns around and rolls on her back as though she's wanting to have pets. Her two little paws kind of flail in the air as she invites you to scratch her belly.
I'll go knock on the door.
You wait an appropriate amount of time, and no one answers.
Oh, wait. Maybe we have the key for this, too.
Yeah, I want to know what's in there.
You cycle through all of your keys. You have one that seems like it's going to be close, but it doesn't actually turn the lock. You don't have a key for this door.
I don't have anything, guys, but are all of them the same?
I'll pull out my keys and kind of hold them up to yours.
I'll just quickly line them up to see if one stands out, really.
No, nothing stands out.
No, I don't think we have a key to this.
Are there windows?
There seem to be windows. You see there are definitely shutters. As you walk around the perimeter of this, what looks like maybe a pool house or a guest house, you see that the windows are false. Like, they're there, but you can't actually see inside of them. It's almost like there's something on the other side.
It's a weird little place.
I really want to know what's in there. Edward, you're really strong. Do you think you could just, like, open that door? Just, like, force it open?
Yeah, I could probably try, yeah.
Yes.
I walk up to the door and I just turn the doorknob to see if it's locked.
It is not locked.
I open the door.
You don't open the door.
Is it stuck?
It is stuck. It's almost like it's a false door.
The doorknob's turning, but it's not opening. And then I'll try to kind of... Well, I'm trying to think. Do doors open out or open in? Can I see that? Are the hinges on the outside?
The hinges are on the inside, so...
Okay, so I don't see hinges from my point.
You do not.
So I'll try to slam my shoulder into the door.
Do you want to roll anything for this?
Absolutely. I have athletics, so I will use 1 point of athletic to aid me in my roll.
Okay. This is going to be a 6 to get in.
3 plus 1, 4.
Okay. You put your shoulder into it and you slam against this door. And you break through the wood. Your shoulder is screaming from pain because on the other side of this flimsy faux wooden door is a block of concrete.
Are you okay?
Is that concrete?
Oh. I will pull the busted pieces of the door out of the way. Why would there be concrete on the other side of this?
The dog growls at the door. And then she turns around and heads back to the house.
What is behind that?
If the door's fake, are the windows? Let's break the windows. We already busted the damn door, right?
Are there any, tools lying around?
You do see a small bag of, it looks like just yard tools, some, shovels, things like that. But yeah, there's some stuff that you could use to certainly break some windows.
Okay, I would like to take a shovel to try to pry off one of the shutters.
Okay. You do that. Edward has his hand clamped over his shoulder, just kind of really applying pressure. You hear the glass break, and then you hear this kind of a crunching, scraping noise as the shovel hits concrete. And then a face appears from around the back of the shed or the pool house or the whatever it is. Hi?
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
So we really frown on destruction of property in St. Paxton.
I'm the mayor pro tem. My name's Clara.
Oh,
it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I'm your assistant. Sorry. I didn't know.
Funny.
The girl sticks out her hand. I'm Nighthawk. And that's where we're going to call it.
Oh, what the shit?
What are we doing destroying a house?
We've gone insane.
We think a dog's talking to us.
I had a really great joke, but I didn't get to throw it out there. So I'm just going to throw it in here. You're an assistant. Well, how about you pick up that other shovel over there and help us with this then?
Okay, so that was episode 8. Did you guys have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm super confused.
I'm so glad. I'm so happy that we got to weekend at Bernie's, Stacy's dead drunk body. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. Find them on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi and at PotentiallyRob. You can find the rest of the crew on Twitter as well. V is at TypicalVeronica, Mike is at OneGamingLane, Fred is at IThinkI'mFred, Steph is at StarlitFirefly, and you can find me at DefinitelyStacy. As always, you can follow the show as CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. Want to take a look at the clues, information, or photos the cast stumbled upon during the recording? Head on over to our website at www.cafpodcast.com and click on the link labeled The Show at the top of the screen. If you want to help support the show, please share us with your friends on your preferred social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also back us on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/CAFpodcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out some of the other Geeklink shows, such as Random Encounters, Sayer, or You're a Wizard, Harry.
Creepers, thank you for listening to another episode of Cthulhu and Friends. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode. And you know who helps make that episode possible? People like Hipster Jinx, Bill Siegler, Grant Gadeen, and Peggy Frank. Now hopefully I haven't butchered any names here. If I have, please let me know on Twitter. I will correct that. I'm an editor. It's what I do. But through your support, you have helped make Half what it is today. And we cannot thank you enough.